check.
The problem
Oh
is
God,
when
don't
actual
fall for this shit,
financial
man.
promises start using them, and it's the problem is that when you take a symbol,
Kiss
actually
form.
using it, when actual white supremacists start flashing the okay symbol, that's
You
not
do
even
know. You
that
do not
wouldn't
need
be
to
the
think
sign of your it, that's what it be. I mean, like, same with the swastika. The swastika got destroyed by Nazis. Like, I'm sorry, unless you're in a Buddhist temple in Japan or India, you don't see swastikas anymore for a reason, because that symbol is only associated with hatred.
that's
So
because you
you
react to it
associate
so
it
strongly.
once it starts
Nobody would
affecting
give a.
you.
Nobody would react to okay sign if you didn't pass out every time somebody says okay sign. Same with Pepe. Nobody would give a shit about Pepe if there wouldn't be mainstream news going around talking about this racist frog.
Yes,
Now the alt-right uses that amongst one another. Again, you can't deny that it at this point it did not start as one, but when they start using it with one another, your MO. I'm sorry, that is exactly
Okay,
like when teenagers in Wisconsin know about the OK symbol to do that as a
let
cop
me point.
in a really racist town.
Okay,
Yeah.
let me point something out to you. No matter what freaking political agenda you have, no matter what side you're on, they're always gonna convert symbols that do not have these abstract meanings. They're always, every symbol is gonna get converted into something else. Give you a perfect example. Let's look at mermaids. It's now seen by the trans, and this is what I've read up on. The transgender community uses mermaids. They use it as a transformation of their bottom or whatnot, and coming to terms with, from what I understand, not being satisfied or feel like they're in the wrong body, much like mermaids. Okay, mermaids, the original symbolism for mermaids had to do with beauty. Had to do with a lot of sailors freaking out and being memorized by their song. So it was beauty, prowess, wild. That's what the mermaid used to mean. But now it means something completely different because a group of the left has converted it. So just because something got converted does not mean it has those origins. If like
But
Heck
not
said,
after
if the new
using
thing.
both of those symbols with one another. They use it with one another at this point. At that point, it's a sign of the alt-right. There's just, again, once you are
No.
actually using it non-facetiously, you basically turned it in. You basically, it doesn't matter where it originates. If you're using it as a sign of hate, amongst other hate mongers, it's a sign of hate. And I'm sorry, at this point, those are dead symbols. Even the creator of Pepe, he's sad that people took his stoner humor and turned it into what it ended up becoming. Meant to
But
be.
that's the thing, it's always going to happen. You can't give these symbols away. You can't give all these things away. Oh, because oh, no, it's dead
But you
now.
have to call, you don't deny what it is. You do not deny that it's a sign.
I don't consider it a sign of the
Something
alt-right. I think people are just acting fucking
that
stupid.
Pepe is now a sign of the alt-right. You do not deny that the okay sign has been hijacked by white supremacy.
The okay. No. God, again, 4chan,
You
4chan
this.
and 8chan ops. No, the okay sign is just the okay sign. I mean, people are using it now because they know it triggers people and it'll cause them to flip the fuck. And when the left actually realizes, who are these
For
dumb
some
fucks?
reason, it's only being used by a certain cohort to flip things out. And typically, it's white racists. White racists are using it regularly. Yeah.
It's mostly 4chan people and 8chan people. Ah, this is what people fail to understand about internet culture. People are gonna do things that stir the pot, and when they see that people take the fucking bait, they're gonna do it even more. This is what the
Reality,
board
you
is
have to live in
talking
a civil society. The reality is, in a civil society, people are going to look down on people who are assholes. That's how we ended up not killing one another. Because
about.
we learned how to get along with one another and establish some basic rules of how to communicate. You guys is not acceptable. You need to accept the fact that people will call you out. People will hate you. And if you want to do that, understand that that is the reaction you will get, and you will be called a hate group because that is what you are expressing. People are going to judge you based on what you put out there. That is your choice.
No, and I get that, but once again,
you are going to be called a hate group. If you express hate because you think it's funny, people aren't going to take that as funny. They're going to take it as hate.
Oh, no, I understand. When it comes to, like, the internet culture versus real life, yeah, a lot of these people will get knocked upside their fucking head. I totally agree with you. But at the same time, it's just up to a certain point, you can't apply real life to the internet. Yes, we have cyber laws and all that wonderful shit. But you got to understand, it's a whole different ballgame when you get online. You're dealing with a bunch of anonymous fucks behind a computer.
What is a segment of the population thinks they're entitled twits and twats that they get to insult anyone because for their own personal enjoyment. Again, look at this. The fact that this whole Twitter nonsense is effectively they are entitled to women's pain for their entertainment.
Who are you referencing?
This is about pathetic little kids who pain by woman's pain. Half the people in this whole thing don't give a shit about anime, have never been to a con, have no experience with Ik Mignogna.
Yeah, I will say there's a
question. I completely agree to that. Half of them are just here to put an industry down that is in its growing phase, and it's the ones that want it, have always wanted it gone, trying to cause trouble to damage it.
Yeah. People are coming in. This is the how dare you. How dare you expect that I would have to behave around women? Tired of it. I work in tech. I work in data. I have to live this every day, and I'm over it. I'm over assaulted on. I'm tired of not being taken seriously. You know what? I'm entitled to not, and I think I'm entitled to not have my pain all over fucking Twitter. Whole Vic thing, like I said, women's pain is not for your entertainment or anyone else's. That's the problem, is one side's putting out all the information proof. It's like, no, the people who have information, who have real information, they're going through the right avenues. They're going through the courts. They're not spilling all the tea like a sloppy. They're not sloppy like that. They're not going on YouTube.
Let me, because I do get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. I actually made a comment about some keeping their mouth shut and not like blathering everything out. There is a balance. Give you an example. Another case I've been covering is the Save James situation. Mom is like cuckoo. Anyway. The only things I've been covering is the court documents, and I've been doing that with as much class as possible, but again, I haven't really been, like, saying anything outside of the court documents or stuff that I've been told personally by the father of that custody case. So, and I wait for him to give me permission to say something. But because of, like, the boosting, because he's talked with other people about the story as well, it's helped him gain attention to what the hell is going on in overall in Texas when it comes to people trying to make their children trans by putting them on these hormone blockers. So it's a give and take. There is a way to present it and to go about it without stirring the wasp's nest or shit stirring, if you will. So I will give you that.
They are not entitled. That is the thing. Twitter is not entitled to the pain of women. Let's just keep iterating this because this is something that people seem to not understand. Entitled to other women's pain. It is bad enough that the women who have come forward have been called liars, thoughts. They've gotten death threats forward. We have right now because, the fact that they're arguing, now the woman, now they have it coming because their information won't be confidential. That they're going to have it coming when we dox them. It's not doxing the public record. This is what they're saying. This is what a lot of this nonsense is.
Yeah, and you cannot just whip it around as the internet because these people are serious.
Yeah, no. I understand. I've called out the doxing shit. I've even called Null or Josh Moon of Kiwi Farms a fucking idiot and clipped his little bit when he came on to Nick's stream and go, oh, well, you can't blame the doxers. They're lazy. No, fuckstick. That leads to SWAT. I've even condemned people for calling Dominique Skye's employment, or rather employer, because she's a fucking nurse. You shouldn't call people's employers to begin with. But the fact that she works at a medical facility makes it even worse, because, like, holy fuck, whose time are you wasting? What patient is on Lifeline? I mean, you know what I'm saying. So it's like, you got no, you're a fucking moron. I've called out a bunch of this shit. But let me say this too, because I'm a past sexual abuse survivor. When you put a claim out there against somebody, but you do not back it up, it's going to get you a fucking shit. And I am for innocent until proven guilty. I don't do the listening.
Why do you think he got away with it for so long? What proof is there going to exist? There's a problem with a lot of these cases.
Physical evidence for this kind of crazy. Testimony is important.
Is no physical evidence, for instance, of Vic grabbing my ass. I have no evidence. It happens in a green room. It's a no-camera policy for very good reason. This is before smartphones.
Yeah, this is why testimony matters to you. Because you just put it together. You find stuff that, you know, is similar. You find shit that corroborates it, and so it becomes evidence. It paints a picture.
Let me point something out to you, because testimony only goes so far. Let me give you a perfect example. Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh was freaking defamed because the Roe versus Wade, people freaked out of that. Guess what? His accusers, quite a few of them, came forward and admitted later that they lied because they were fucking pissed about the abortion shit. Lied.
No one lied. Oh, no. In fact, the FBI didn't call many of the witnesses, in particular, actually, the college situation. What's her name? She had a whole bunch of people ready to speak.
She had
in an investigation. That, they never got contacted.
If you're talking about Christine Blasey Ford, she had friends that believed her but did not remember or even were aware of what happened. The other two accusers, I forgot their names, they did come forward and said that they lied. And really? Also to snip it off. Yes, they did. You had people.
No, you know what? You're reiterating. Actually, it's both fake news.
I'm not reiterating anything. They went and just finally
was reaching out to people. They never contacted most of her. They never contacted most of the women. They never even contacted the third person at all.
You had people contacting the FBI themselves. Dude, I follow that. And also Blasley accusing Kavanaugh. You had two people and they lowered up. No, I ran across several articles of the following this shit because of Roe versus Wade freakout. And when people saw that's not working, you had sexual claims against them. Don't bullshit me with this shit.
Please go suck on conservative dick. Go make dinner.
Point is, I don't do the listen and believe.
A Kavanaugh dick.
Oh, whatever.
Seriously, that's fake news.
I disagree. I mean, again, I don't do the bliss and believe stuff. Huh?
I mean, you also seem to not... The fact that... actually, in the Ford situation, the fact that they weren't even able to identify the night because Kavanaugh, in his own friggin' diary, had the night that he was meeting up with the three people who Ford actually named as being there. Yeah, she wouldn't remember the night, but it was actually in, like, she actually had an entry. Kavanaugh himself, in his own diary that he presented, had the night that he was hanging out with those three people in his diary that pretty much were the three people who were in the room, according to Ford. And that's how most sexual assaults happen. Like, most of them happen in a room with no one else.
Yes.
I assure you, I've never been assaulted or raped in front of a crowd, in the assailant or assailants.
No, and I get that, but at the same time, people did come forward and say that they lied, and there was two men that came forward and said that they're the ones that did it to Ford.
Give a name of who lied. Give a name and a source, because I've not seen any reputable source say anyone lied. The FBI spoke with people.
I just want to say that testimony is evidence, and the fact that people can lie is why we have things like being under oath and the perjury crime.
You know what? Here's the thing. 5% of sexual assaults are falsely made. 5% are falsely made. Versus 95% of assailants will get off without without any sort of conviction.
See, now you're just I've heard that regurgitated or parroted me so many times. I mean, I will agree that there's a number of reports that haven't been reported.
This comes from the Justice Department. Those numbers that you hear parroted are from the Justice Department. And that same Justice Department study says that only 23% of rapes ever get reported. 23%.
And only 2% of them are found to be inconclusive in court. So the whole false accusation narrative is exaggerated.
False accusations are uncommon. It's between 5% and 7% by every measured record.
And it's not reliable because most of them are not reported. So I got
a news source, the Washington Times. They're considered left-leaning. Was it Miss Monroe, Lexington?
Washington Times is not. It's right-leaning. Washington Post is left. So Washington Times says, which is a right-wing source.
Oh, what one would you consider neutral then? Because we're going to go into this freaking battle of which one's like non-credible versus credible.
The fact that you don't know what the biases are worries me.
No, I know New York Times is biased. Vox is sure as fuck biased. There's ones that I'm very kind of, I don't really use the word.
Reuters is neutral.
Who? Give me the website.
Reuters.com, as in Reuters University.
Reuters, sorry, you keep cutting out. I only got Reuters. Reuters.com. What was the first bit?
Reuters. Reuters.com.
Reuters.com. Okay, httpwriters.com. Okay, let me see if anything pulls up on that. Senate panel, okay. Do you consider Dayton Daily News to be neutral?
Oh, that's conservative.
Hey, maybe we should try Star Trek online.
Okay,
basically anything Cox Media is conservative. Sinclair is conservative. Those two are very Cox and with all the local stuff.
Okay, Lindsey Graham, that would have a bias against it, or biased or whatnot. Let's see, what about the CourierJournal.com?
Probably Cox or Sinclair. The fact that no major source.
DailyMail.co.uk.
That's a tabloid.
Let's see, that's Republican. Let's see. What about livezet.com? Because there are so many fucking websites that are talking about it.
Basically everything is disreputable. The most respectable of that lot is Washington Times, and they're biased, but they're usually complete lies, but they have picked up on other. Sounds like this is one of the stories that went around the right wing.
How about newspunch.com?
If you want neutral, it's like AP, it's AP, it's Reuters. Those are kind of the two go-to neutrals.
Let's see, Business Insider, AP News. Okay, abnews.com, the one that you just listed off. One of Justice Brett M. Kavanaugh's accusers admitted this week that she made up her lurid tale of backseat car rape, saying it was a tactic to try and derail the judge's confirmation to the Supreme Court because the Roe versus Wade overturned scare. So, Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, so this is one of the news sources that you said you considered neutral. They're talking about it too. They're not just regurgitating shit. So, yeah, it. Both sides talking about this crap.
Actual link, so I could actually read, because context matters.
No, that's fine. Do you just want me to DM you, or do you want me to drop it in the general?
I think drop it in the general chat.
Chambers, if I can ask if my mic is actually working now.
Yeah, I can hear you. Here, I'll DM you, Montana.
You're talking about, and I saw myself on CNN, which most of the right calls left wing.
They do, because they're using bullshit.
Yeah, some of the more wilder and lurid stories, a couple of them, were found to be people with political agendas or just didn't happen. But does that invalidate all of the ones that the people that knew Kavanaugh that were trying to call the FBI and were basically told, and the FBI was basically being hamstrung with a deadline and were also being told, don't call them back?
Let me answer the question. It does cast legitimate doubt, because if you follow the sequence of events, there's a huge scare of Roe versus Wade being overturned, and a lot of people try to come against Kavanaugh saying, oh, well, he's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Blah, 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 blah. Don't put him in the office.
Any accusation could then be met. So basically then anyone could just make a false one just to get someone off the hook. That's what you're basically saying. This was one. All right. So the link that you have, this was one that never really went anywhere because it never added up. Was like that Avenatti brought up, and everyone was like, huh? And then it never went, because it was so exaggerated and nothing penciled. I'm not talking about that one, because that one was the one that everyone was kind of like, what? Like Ford and the other woman those are the ones where they had witnesses, and those have never been established as false. And they, knew him, that they were around him. The college incidents involved a common circle of friends, and the FBI didn't contact any of them. Basically, Avenatti's a troll.
Here's the thing. Blaisdell didn't have witnesses to being raped, though, because even if friends go, I didn't know that it happened, but I do believe her. They even came out and said that nobody fucking witnessed Kavanaugh supposedly raping her. Nobody. Like I said, I was reading up on several articles, both left and right, on this shit, watching YouTube videos and crap, even watching live stream of the damn hearing.
Who takes you? I have degrees in this, in like public policy and all this, so I actually have to know about government. The fact that you don't even know what the left-right bias is in your sources is really problematic. The fact that you don't even know what the sources are, and the fact that you're reiterating all these really obscure,
far right and obscure.
You know, the fraud of the letter. Yeah, they asked to prosecute her for, that's exactly what should happen. But that doesn't. But that doesn't negate the fact that if it basically results in no one getting justice, that's a huge problem. Because, like I said, otherwise you could just have a lot. Cosby could just have true accusations, and then suddenly one false one pops up for whatever reason, whether it's planted, whether it's planted or whatever. Committing sabotage that way, just to throw enough doubt
And it's like, we can't dismiss all the victims because of one liar.
I'm not saying dismiss all the victims. I'm saying that you have the other ones come under severe scrutiny because it's like, okay, two of you shits or lying assholes. Who else is going to come?
Wouldn't that be the reason? Wouldn't that be the exact reason, though? All the people involved, this is why the investigation should take more than a week and actually involve speaking to the witnesses and the people who were in these circles during that time, seeing what is collaborated. This is why you would speak to people. That would be the more reason why you would want to speak to as many people as possible and put forward to see if the events line up, to see what's there.
Okay, let me show you a different side of this coin, okay? Because she had reference, again, her friends are not witnesses, what the fuck happened? They all said this. Number two, she had reference of supposedly a therapy session. Guess what? We never got a name. We never got session notes. She's full of shit. The therapy session never happened. There's no evidence, no record, recording, anything. Came out like, okay, if this legit happened, I want to see the session notes. I want to see a therapist name. None. Jack Diddley, shit.
Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just because you don't see it publicly does not mean it does not exist. Again,
nobody saw it though. Nobody saw it.
You think you're entitled to every grisly detail?
No, I don't want to know every fucking detail. But if you come out with the claim against somebody that could destroy their life and like stain them for life, yeah, you better have some fucking hardcore evidence or I'm going to blast you.
What's destroying his life? He wouldn't have been able to serve on the Supreme Court and basically harm women.
His wife was receiving a death threat. He got fucking harassed. Are you fucking shitting me? It takes nothing to get a man thrown in jail.
And Ford gets far more. She couldn't.
Oh, bullshit. No. She got it landed in Time magazine and she got a bunch of fucking sympathy. No. Don't try. No. Come on, man.
Live at home for months. Getting fame is the end goal. That's the problem with internet culture. You guys are all fame and clout chasers.
Oh, no.
She was not. This is not a woman who was not.
I'm not cute. No, she was, in my opinion, just from everything I saw, she was a plant to try to get Kavanaugh thrown off of the bench or confirmed because of the Roe versus Wade overturned scare. Come on. Don't tell me you didn't follow the sequence of events. Don't vote. Come on. Even neutral people saw that shit.
I'm glad that you care more about protecting Christian white boys over women.
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to do the generalizing and buzzwords. What? No, I care about the truth.
Let's think of the boys. What if the boys, oh my goodness, if he gets a false accusation, what will we ever do? Fuck that. I've been raped multiple times and I've actually lost jobs for getting assaulted.
Dude, it's not a protecting the white boys, dude. Put the victim card away. I'm sorry those things happened to you, but put the victim card away, please. It's not
what? Ladies. All right. Somebody's got to be the mediator here and say, for the record. I'm just going to say for the record. Chambers isn't a clout chaser. And she is very true to her word that she's about truth. Because as much as she came out about being very pro-Vic, she has also defended the opposition. So I wouldn't say she's defending Christian white boys because I've from what I've known about her, mind you, me and her, when we first met, we had words. And
you sound like someone who doesn't actually know much. You're an internet warrior who doesn't have an actual education.
Lady, I don't need an actual education to see what the fuck's going on.
That's the people who think they know what's going on, and then the Nick Riccetta gets to Wasp Lane, which he's not very good at. He gets things wrong from an undergraduate university course level.
I don't know. He's been proven right various times about the cases he's covered. So
that's the thing. People thinking you know Like, I'm sorry, but I know the basics of physics. I know tools more than most gals. Fucking plumber in terms of what he's supposed to do, because he's the expert. Like, you know, and it's a disservice that Nick's kind of using his expertise to spread misinformation.
What?
Wait. Okay, he's been covering the court docs. He's been covering the public court docs. Raw, he's been covering the court docs. How the fuck is he spreading misinformation?
Let me jump in here. He has not been saying what the docs. All it is, let me give you the exact format of his show from the one I watched last night. Bash Shane. Bash Monica and Ron. Bash Casey. Read some comments that are bashing everyone else. Bash Sean, bash Shane, bash Casey, bash Monica, bash Ron. Read some bashing comments. That's what he did last night. I sat there and watched it. I have it on video.
I've been watching Nick Arcata again for a little while. And again, I'm not saying I'm...
And you want me to say this? You didn't know who the hell Nick Arcata was before this whole thing.
Right, but at the same time, a lot of people wouldn't have known a lot of people if it wasn't for this situation. I mean, for Christ's sakes, when that dude who went to Jamie's panel did a live stream video, he was going up to random fans asking if, and mind you, cosplayers of people cosplaying as characters, Vic did, going up to them saying, do you know who voiced the character that you're cosplaying as? And some of them said no. But my whole thing with Nick Arcata is, Nick Arcata's a lawyer, he's also a YouTuber. He's a businessman, so he does his streams to entertain, to keep people kind of hyped up with the anger, because it's beneficial for his YouTube. It's also, and he also does go through legal documentations that he was provided with involving the Vic case. So it's not that he's giving people misinformation. He's a lawyer. He knows what he can and cannot say. He knows what he can and cannot do. He uses his YouTube platform in this situation to gain a following as well.
That's not much of a lawyer. Let's just put this
way. So what you're saying is Nick is a money chaser.
Regardless, you guys, when you speak, lawyer, or if he's
when you speak on top of each other, it's not going to work out, you know.
He passed the bar, and he is legally a lawyer, which means for somebody like me, who only knows as much as I can Google.
Only 4 years experience.
But still, it's still, he passed the bar.
And most of it was that degree.
He had to go to law school for X amount of years to study to practice law. He has a degree, I do not. Now, that means by default, if I was to argue with him about law, I'm going to lose. I mean, you're not wrong. There are people who do tend to think that they know more than somebody else, but that's the state.
The problem is Nick's actually abusing that position, and he's misrepresenting some of the information documents he's getting. He's also misrepresenting how pieces of the legal system work. For instance, the fact that most of his viewers seem to believe that the onus of on Monica, when actually on Vic, because he's the plaintiff, he's effectively the prosecution in this case.
Saying Vic is the plaintiff and the others are the defendants. He's been saying that.
But he has his the burden of proof is on the plaintiff, always. Defamation suit. And a torturous interference suit. Very, very challenging things to win. And so when they treat it like it's a slam dunk, and I'm going, you have to prove it's demonstrably false. that it false was made knowingly false. Intent to harm. And then you also have to then demonstrate distinct monetary tort with the amount. That's hard to establish when Funimation has him as a contractor and simply can choose to not do business with him.
Oh, let me add one thing. Funimation doesn't actually legally does not have to give a reason for firing him. Texas is a right-to-work state. They could fire him for anything, and they would never have to say a word.
Right, but the only problem is they did. That's the only thing that shouldn't have happened is
Vic was a public figure. That's why. Vic was a public figure. There was a story that got traction. So they felt the need for a public relations reaction and they responded in a normal, professional manner. A company that decides to part ways. If you've seen actors come under accusation or arrest, it's the exact same type of statement.
Right.
You know why I don't like Nick Keck? It's because he has done nothing to stop the attacks. He has done nothing but encourage the attacks. If he
What should he do?
It's not a good thing.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe you should act his age.
In his defense, and like I said, I'm not disagreeing with you guys, but at the same time, what you can't put blame on what fans do always on the person. There's only so much they can control. However,
he has not spoken out once, though.
Nick does encourage. He does encourage it sometimes.
There you go.
Sorry, he does just make time. If you expect them to do things to other people, you are liable. That is established. There is plenty.
Hey, buddy, you're pinging me just like Nick does. Pinging me just like Nick does.
Well, I'm
pinging you because I'm talking to you.
Well, no, I'm saying that Nick himself has no control over anyone else's actions. However, he does sometimes, well, a lot of the times in the streams, he does encourage some of the nonsense because he will refer to people, Blue Orca, or calls about Shane being bad or his chair and shit. And he does laugh and support
those. Exactly.
But you can't control, but that's what I mean. It's more of like, if you can't beat him, then join him scenario. Just like everyone keeps yelling
The fact that there are real people on the other side.
Oh, it's online. Nobody's a real person online.
That's the thing that seems to get lost. That when you guys are doing this and you think it's all fun and games, someone's going to get hurt. That's my concern right now. And that's where I'm kind of going, no, this is this whole, well, people be people on the internet and just deal with it. No, this is going to leave. This is where you need, this is where Nick, and honestly, Vic should be disassociating. He should not have his lawyer going on that show.
He can't disassociate now. It's too deep. He's too deep. He can't disassociate now.
But the fact is Vic won't be the bigger person and even call for his own fans saying, listen, no matter how the temper,
but
Vic himself should disavow anyone harassing in his name again.
He's told people spread love, don't hate, don't fucking engage.
She's been silent on that since February.
Right, she's saying that because Nick does all that stuff.
He needs to call out Nick as a problem. He needs to say, listen, you know, I understand that they're on my, you know, that there's been a lot of support, but please do not, you know, do not rile people up in my name. He needs to call it out and disassociate himself from that.
For the record, though, Nick Ricada got that man $100,000 within a couple of weeks, and he's gotten him a lawyer to me. I would not be. He ain't gonna say nothing to Nick Ricada because Nick Ricada got him all this shit for his.
That's a problem. Don't you see that as a problem, though?
Of course, it's a problem. But that's not Jesus.
Especially if Nick claims to be an innocent man and a good Christian.
It's a problem, but still take away from the fact that it is going
to get this. If I were in Nick's shoes, I would be on the internet imploring people. For a ceasefire to stop, to let it go through.
When Vic first said it, it went on deaf ears. People still didn't care. So did do this, it's not going to stop people.
He's complicit. It looks like he's complicit.
I know.
again, complicit not because that, I'm not trying to defend Vic. Because I don't. No. I don't care for Vic, but I still feel like I have to because it's morally right to do so. I can't fault him for this topic because, as a public figure, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
If you're associating themselves from poisonous, it's as simple as saying, listen, I am not associated with this person monetarily. He has his lawyer going on that show. It's hard to disassociate Vic from Nick at that point because he is complicit at this point. That's the problem, is it looks like Vic's endorsing this campaign.
I mean, like I said, all he could do is make his statement once. If nobody listens, what more can he do?
He can speak up after several months of this.
He ain't gonna speak up. He ain't gonna speak up because I guarantee you people are still on the north.
But that makes him not a good person. That makes him a bad Christian.
Oh, I'm so
see, I can't. It really does. Yeah. It does.
I was born Christian. I can tell you that Christianity, depending on how extreme you are with it, it is not that black and white.
He claims to be the love everyone caring Christian.
If he was a straight textbook Christian, he would not care for gay people. He would not care for gay people. He would not defend gay people.
Don't go down that road. That's bullshit.
But that's what I'm saying.
I know people he's insulted. I was there scenario. I know people he's insulted. He's actually made enemies out of several other VAs for that. Yeah. For being really hostile.
I mean, hold on. You said
heard him say things about cross players. I've heard him say things about cross players, many of whom
were
trans, who that was their first toe in the water. I know people where cosplay saved their lives. Vic insulted them. This is one of the guys there.
I can't judge him on that, though. Like I said, I'm not a fan of him. He's an asshole, in my opinion, but I can't judge him for being
saying he's not a homophobe. I'm saying, but he is, and it's a well-known thing. Fairly public with Greg Ayers. I mean,
I don't know who that is.
That name out. That's a very...
He came at my boy Greg Ayers because I'll cut him.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my god, Greg Ayers is amazing, and he comes to Boston almost every year, and he also DJs, and he is freaking amazing. But he's also openly gay, so.
Ah, okay.
He's also like very. I didn't think Greg was saying anything about Vic because his brother has been very.
He's not saying it, but no, I'm talking about this is. And old days, old decades.
Listen, I'm 33 years old. I come from that decade where old white people get an ignorant pass from me because I don't judge or blame people. I can't blame Vic for being a white male Christian who might be, even if he is a little homophobic. There's a difference between being homophobic, in my opinion, and just being a hate monger. And I don't see him as hating gay people. Maybe making a little snicker more remarks, but I can't expect heterosexual people, especially at his age, to easily
Okay, let me... Oh, God, please let me touch upon this. Because I'm not an old white dude, okay? I am traditional marriage only, but as I've told people on my channel, on my Twitter, and even in my own Discord, because I have a few people who are trans in there, that it's up to you whether or not you decide you want to change. It's up to you how you want to live your life. Just don't spit in my face. So I don't know why it's been referenced as old white people when you have people around my age who have walked away from the Christian sphere or the religious sphere who still think, yeah, no, traditional marriage, here's why.
Him being homophobic, even if it sucks, it's like I can't blame him. It's not like he's my age where we're now used to gay people being very open and in our face with their sexuality. Where back then, when I, you know, even growing up, like it wasn't normal to be gay.
Ray,
you know?
Okay, right? I'll be honest on this whole thing. Growing up in the South, the views on gays are different, and I've become very, as I've grown up, I've looked at it so much different. And I think I went to a Christian school that actually helped me accept it differently, and it wasn't in a negative way. Like, there's a lot of religious schools down here, but I went to a Catholic school, and there was the only thing I was ever taught in religion was acceptance of everyone. There was no, you shouldn't like these people for anything. It was, you should accept everyone for who they are.
And that's doing religion right, no matter what your faith is. If that's what your faith brings, you're doing it right. Carry on.
Let me touch upon that, because here's, if you like, I'm not trying to get biblical or preachy, but even the Bible, because like the Old Testament is gone, or not Old Testament, Old Covenant. We don't stone people anymore for that sort of thing, and it just, we have a new covenant now, and as the Bible says, it just it considers it a sin, but at the same time, you cannot force people to change. There's free will. They're still God's children. You still treat them like a person. And that's what I believe on, because like, if you actually take the time to actually look at the Bible in context and in order, you will find that there's grace, mercy, and whether or not people want to change, that's totally up to them. That's their free will and free choice. Now, these ass bags, like these two I ran into on YouTube the other night, oh my Lord, just, oh, it's going to be a stream subject this Friday, but yeah. They're like what I consider bigots, hateful.
One of the things is I recommend, if you have not seen, is the Fred Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor? With him having to come to terms with that, you know, as someone who interpreted, you know, who had to come to terms with a lot of those things. Like in 1968, not a big deal whatsoever to share a wading pool with a black person. Controversial and liberal at that time. And yet, you know, and yet he still struggled with the homosexuality aspect and had to kind of reconcile it.
There we go.
Really a good demonstration of the, you know, of like having an honest Christian debate with yourself.
Oh, yeah, no, I tell people, here's one thing I tell people on my channel. Don't be sheep. Don't question ages, and do so respectfully, mind you. Question everything. Decide for yourselves. You have to dig and do the research, because if you're just regurgitating stuff and if you're just parodying shit and you have no idea what the fuck you were saying, you look like a damn fool. Give you an example. I don't remember if these were West Barrel people. Okay, so you guys, if you guys followed any of the shenanigans by West Barrel, there was one snippet that they had on a show where they had a child and his father on there, and they kept trying to ask the child, hey, do you know what this means? Do you know what you're saying? And he just kept spitting out Bible verses, but he couldn't answer any of their meanings. He couldn't answer any of their context or what they were actually saying. That, my friends, is brainwashed to where
that's actually one of the problems I have with biblical Christianity in particular. People have actually, they don't read the Bible. That's really not, in fact, anti-intellectualism kind of encouraged. And instead, all the focus is on, you know, on the preacher, sure. On the pastor.
Yeah, something that my dad taught me, because he's a Christian and whatnot, always take it back to